Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Zeitgeist Eater. I shared a story a while back about a guy in Poland when he told me his Greek roommate was worried that Ukrainian refugee women were going to move into Greece and steal the best men. I thought that was hilarious because now Western women are the biggest victims of the Ukrainian war outside of the people of Ukraine itself, because it's creating a surplus of women in many Western countries. Since then, someone sent me a Polish article called Polish men are looking for Ukrainian wives, because Polish women are vain and quite lazy. And I like to read it, so here goes, and I quote, "Almost 3 million people have crossed the Polish-Ukrainian border since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They are mostly women with children. Some Polish men, especially those after several unsuccessful relationships with Polish women, or those who have not been able to find a permanent partner for many years, see this as their chance for a successful marriage. They learn about Ukrainian women on the internet. There they read that they're faithful and pretty, unlike Polish women who are supposed to be lazy and spoiled. In order to connect such men with women from Ukraine, a Facebook group is created called A Pole is Looking for a Ukrainian Wife. A Ukrainian is Looking for a Polish Husband. The community already has 4,000 members, mostly male. The gentlemen post their photos with a short description there. Usually it just sounds something like this. I have my own company and apartment in Warsaw. I'll meet with a Ukrainian woman until her 40s. As a single man with a flat, I'm urgently looking for a Ukrainian girl. I have my own place and a well-paid job. The requirements are she has to be between the age of 16 and 25 or up to 37 to 42. Body weight less than 70 kilograms. There are not too many women in the group. If anything, they're Polish women who get into quarrels with men who advertise there. There are no Ukrainian women at all, or they do not speak at all. The gentlemen mainly talk to themselves. They usually discredit a competitor's appearance and earnings. They also offend the women who speak there. For example, Joanna, one of the women pretending to be a Polish man, received negative comments from Polish men after insulting them for seeking out Ukrainian women and said, "Thank you for the compliments. I prefer women who have more than two brain cells to rub together in their head." Irenaeus, one of the men on the board, says that his private opinion is that ladies from Ukraine are not spoiled enough from this prosperity of Western Europe. Another man says that Polish women have fallen from grace thanks to Western prosperity, mainly the emancipated liberal women. He means that the ladies from Poland are vain and quite lazy. He says that at work, ladies from Poland avoid any tasks, transfer them to employees from Ukraine who work diligently and do not combine. Unfortunately, they are mainly married women, faithful to their husbands and even flipping out of their minds. By the way, it's not Polish, but Ukrainian women who are the most beautiful in the world. He would like to find a woman with a great sense of humor, who likes to travel, and is not toxic. I know from my own autopsy of Polish ladies, they become very bitter after unsuccessful relationships. Overcome by emancipation, they struggle with the oppressed male population. What am I going to do? I see a lot of envy and hatred in Polish women, and I personally do not notice it in Ukrainian women. They are very cordial. Some users of the group are furious that the admins are adding Polish women to it. In one post, a guy named Marcin says, "I'm asking the administrators to expel all Polish women from this group. Unfortunately, they're jealous. They don't want to bring anything to the topics, and they go for money. They are a complete opposite of poor, faithful Ukrainian women." Others start the discussion with a question like this thrown into the air. "Gentlemen, why are Polish women so lazy and demanding?" The opinion prevailed in the responses that Polish women, when choosing a partner, were guided by the amount of his earnings. Men also complain about the too large selection of potential partners that applications such as Tinder provide. One Pole is looking for a Ukrainian wife. He's a 31-year-old guy and has been trying to find a partner for the last 2 years. He searches the internet, but without the desired results. She's supposed to be between 20 and 30 years of age. It is important that she be beautiful. That man also says 2 years ago, a Polish woman left him for a Swede. Since then, he believes that every woman from Poland is materialistic. If he could find a nice Ukrainian woman, he'd go out with her in a car and invite her to a cafe. She would also live in his apartment. She would have to wake him up in the morning, serve him breakfast, and in the afternoon, dinner. She wouldn't have to work. It's enough that he works, and he's been looking for a woman on the internet for 15 years and can't find one. One 39-year-old man named Marek says that all he comes across are strange girls. First, they said they want a relationship. Later, that they're not looking for anything permanently. I think that they were only looking for big finances, he complains. Marek would like a woman to love him as he is. when I ask him what his strengths are, he replies that he has his own apartment. She would be grateful. Ukrainian women do not require so much. They are poor. They need an apartment right now. I would offer her a marriage and later it would be an apartment. Merrick thinks about his arrangement. Unquote. I'll share my thoughts about the extreme simping levels that are going on in Poland in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to Polish men are naive and about to lose their apartments to Ukrainian single mothers that'll take them to divorce court clown world show. These Polish men are deluded. They're shaming each other in what I presume is some sort of show of dominance on an online group that may or may not have Ukrainian women following it. If they're following it, then they're probably doing it for laugh. Some of you guys in Poland need to understand that all women are the same. Just because they come from a poor country doesn't mean that they're any different than the Polish women. Many of you guys have sent me pictures of Tinder profiles of Ukrainian women in Poland. Refugee women are not going to use an online group to find a husband. They're going to use Tinder instead for hookups and to fish for guys. Polish women also have the right to be scared of Ukrainian women, but not because they're some sort of harder working domestic goddess, but because they're better looking because odds are they have no choice but to find a man to be with because unlike women further west, they can't gain financial independence easily by just being a single working woman. I also think this idea that Ukrainian women are better looking than the Polish ones might be a stretch. In Poland, only 17% of women are obese, but in Ukraine that number balloons up, pun most certainly intended, all the way to 30% of women. I think Polish men in Eastern Europe think that women from other Eastern European countries are still traditional even though their women aren't. From my experience with Ukrainian women recently, I've seen that they're just as lazy and as entitled as those everywhere else. I think that if you're a Polish man trying to find a desperate Ukrainian woman right now, you're asking for trouble. Because these women are desperate and need money and a place to stay right now. Especially the single mothers with young children, and will probably hook up with Polish men for a year or two, until they're settled in and then dump them for a better man, or for their husband when the war's over. That is, unless their husband dies during that war. A woman, after all, needs to have a decent backup plan. Polish men would prefer some unrealistic traditional woman that no longer exists, instead of their local women. Funny enough, the fertility rate in Ukraine is actually lower than Poland, meaning the Ukrainian men are probably tired of their own women as well. The person that sent me this article says that it's one of many. Another really funny thing is that women in Poland were supportive of Polish women getting together with migrants from the Middle East, but they aren't supportive of Polish men getting together with migrants from war-torn Ukraine. Poland is taking the largest number of refugees from Ukraine because its language is similar and it's right next door. Even my relatives in Mariupol are now living in Poland. As for the Polish guys that end up getting together with women from there, they will be exploited and they don't even know it yet. Polish women that successfully shame them away from Ukrainian women are most likely doing them a favor, and those men have no idea. Many of the comments I read in that Polish group sounded like they were made by incels. If these guys were such a good catch, then why weren't they able to find a suitable Polish wife to marry? I think the Polish men need to be blackpilled that women are all about looks, and not about if you own your own apartment or not. Property ownership is no longer the only prerequisite for Polish pussy, it seems. Neither is it for Ukrainian women. I've been seeing videos popping up online where Western women were shaming Western men for getting together with women from poor backgrounds, basically telling them that the reason they're going for these women in the first place was because they can control them financially. But many men just want to make sure that if they marry a woman and invest in having offspring with her, those kids just won't be taken away from them. One way to make sure a woman won't be going anywhere is by trapping her in a certain set of economic or social circumstances. But what many Polish guys don't understand is that just because a woman like that gets together with you doesn't mean she's not bitter and resentful of you. Women don't like to be trapped by men, even if you're not technically trapping her and are just looking for someone to love and marry and treat well, it doesn't matter if you're her financial jailer. She'll still see you that way if the women around her also see you that way. You could be oppressing her, but if you're a good-looking guy, then you're not a bad guy. But if you're not the best-looking and you're offering her tons of freedom and financial assets, that she might actually still see you as oppressing her, and she'll take it out on you a lot later. If you guys get one thing from this video, it's that Tinder and social media have spread the Western bitch disease to all or most of the traditional countries out there. But guys are still naive believing that there are women out there that were raised in a village without technology. I don't know what's more pathetic. Polish women scared that imaginary better-looking women from Ukraine are gonna take their men away when odds are they're fatter and just as Western. Or the Polish men that read that Ukrainian women are better on the internet and believe that nonsense. Meanwhile, Ukrainian women are probably going to leave Poland and head to Germany or Scandinavia, where they will apply for welfare and where the guys are far more attractive. Plus, where they can monkey branch to a better man financially. Again, if you're a Polish man, you're naive if you think you'll be able to get a hypergamous sea demon under control once she gets to flock and fuck around in France or Frankfurt. The traditional women in Eastern Europe have been gone for decades now. Wake up to that reality, you sexually thirsty Polacks. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Zeitgeist Eater for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the Ukrainian women are about to try and smash their way into the arms of millionaires in Munich. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think they can control Ukrainian women simply because they provide them a place to lay their labia away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.